In this week's Parsha in Shmini, we read about the different korbanos that were offered at the conclusion of the consecration of the Mishkan. And it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer el Aaron kach lecha egel ben barka." And the Ramban comments, "Va'egel hazeh biyom haShmini lechape al ma'isa egel," that this egel that Aaron brought was to atone for the sin of the egel, Hazov. V'nei korban Aaron k'korbanu biyom kippurim b'shaveh. Aaron HaKohen's korban that he brought is identical to that which he brought on Yom Kippur. V'chatas Aaron k'chatasam biyom kippurim, and the chatas that the tzibur brought was equivalent to that which they bring on Yom Kippur. Sir isim echad l'chatas. V'chein the Ramban says, Ama b'tol sefta shel pashas miluim, that the egel that was brought on that day comes to atone for the Maisa egel. Why is it that the Klai Yisrael brings a korban beyond Aaron, namely the Soyah? You sinned at the beginning and you send it at the end. We'll see what that means. Yesh b'yetchem b'tchila, shenema v'yishchutu sir izim. Yesh b'yetchem b'sov, shenema asu lahem egel mashecha. Yaviu sir v'yechapel maisa soir, yaviu egel v'yechapel maisa egel. That there are two sins that are being atoned for, the Ramban says. One is the earlier sin, the Mechilas Yosef. As it says, Vayishchutu shir izim, and they dipped the ketonas pasim in the blood of the soyer, and therefore they have to bring a soyer, yavu soyer v'chapal ma'isa soyer, yavu egel, and they bring also an egel to mechap on the sin of the egel hazov. Niraki ba'avur hayos tam hachatas shel Aaron kitamos yomim kipurim, that since Aaron's sin and his kapara is the same, namely the sin of the egel. Sarav also kasher yisov chatas yom kippurim. Afa pisha hayabo chatas chitzona kilo pirish Moshe shiasakach. So, in terms of interpreting this Ramban, the korban of Aaron is equivalent to the korban that he brings on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings a par. That's because on Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the sin of the egel. And that's why the luchos, shnios, were given on Yom Kippurim. It was a day of atonement and kapara. And Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for their sin. And therefore, it for all generations, it's established as a day of Slichu Mechila. And similarly, the Korban of Aaron, Yom HaShmini, namely the Egel, comes to be Mechapa, the Chet of the Egel. But why the Tzibur brings a Sawyer, which comes to atone for the sin of Mechiris Yosef, as the Pasuk says, Vayishchutu Sir Izim, in Bereshis, and they dip the Ketonas in the blood of the Sawyer, because that represents the great sin of Mechiris Yosef, which fractured the family. And at this moment, when they're coming to dedicate the Mishkan, they needed to bring a kapara on Mechiris Yosef, because the Mikdash represents the unity of the Jewish people. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yushalayim Mabinoyaki is Shechubra Lo Yachtav. And everybody is considered, the halach is, on the Chag, everybody is considered in Yushalayim like a chover. And that is also the reason, fundamentally, philosophically, why Yushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yushalayim represents unity of the Jewish people. And therefore, when they come to dedicate and consecrate the Mikdash, the Mishkan, whose purpose is to represent this, the unity of the Jewish people, they needed first to atone for the seer, with the seer, for the sin of Mechivas Yosef, which was a terrible sin, which represented this disunity and fracture in the family of Yaakov. And from that, it resulted in our going to Mitzrayim and all the problems that happened to Klal Yisrael, the tragedies throughout history, are because of the disunity in Klal Yisrael, the destruction of the temples, all of this, and also what's happened in our contemporary experience right now. Our enemies saw the disunity within Klal Yisrael, the demonstrations about the judicial form and other things, and that split within Klal Yisrael led to the catastrophe and made us vulnerable for the catastrophe of October 7th. So we pray, as we read the Parsha of Yom HaShemini, we have to think about that, to bring unity and commonality of purpose amongst Klal Yisrael.